This is Growing Up Rocky, A Rockhampton Childhood, written by Patty Beecham, narrated by Viv Marina. Dedication. Grateful thanks for my parents' love and encouragement. And cheers to Dad for extracts from his own memoir, My Mate and Me. Bless. Special thanks to my husband, Chris, who held me in his arms and cheered me on. Thanks for being my teammate. To my siblings, June, John, Chris, and Carolyn, thanks for the memories. To my girl tribe, I love you all fiercely. Grateful acknowledgement to both the BOR Writers Group and the Sunshine Coast Writers Group for your support. Finally, to Jackie Malone and Sheila Beswick, thank you for your support with formatting, editing, your encouragement, and everything. This warm and uplifting memoir will captivate you. It's full of fascinating and sometimes familiar insights into life in regional Queensland during the 1960s and 70s. Easy to see the strength in a young Patty as she embarks on her life's journey. Helene Young. Although a generation apart, Patty's memories of growing up in Rockhampton mirror many of my own. While the fish and chip and butcher shops and the free bits of Devon have come and gone, the stories of the sun rising over Mount Archer ahead of a long summer's day, being the first to see the sea, and listening intently to the radio to find out where your parents have hidden your birthday present, transport me straight back to my childhood. Growing Up Rocky is an ode to a life well lived, told with good humour that doesn't shy away from the challenge of the time or the place. Craig Zonka, breakfast presenter, ABC Radio Brisbane. Forward. When I was approached by Patty to write the foreword for Growing Up Rocky, it brought back a flood of memories of weekend visits to Keppel Sands or at St. Barnabas in North Rockhampton as our families were friends. I think most people have fond memories of their hometown, of the activities that you enjoyed, the places you visited, and the experiences you gained. This book traces those fond memories for Patty, moving to Rockhampton, then to other communities around the Rockhampton region as her father relocated with the Anglican Church. Memories of times when all that was needed to attend the movies was to collect a few bottles for the price of the ticket. And the highlight of the agriculture show was the little Cupid doll, or the simple pleasure of just visiting the beach. There was the excitement of hearing your birthday shout-out on 4RO, and then the arrival of television, listening to the top 40 hits on your transistor radio. School days of walking to primary school or riding a bike to high school, and the great friendships made, and facing the challenges of being the child of a community leader. All family stories have good times and times that are very raw. This story is no different, but it leaves an enduring legacy for the future. To quote Dr. Seuss, "Don't cry because it is over, but smile because it happened." Growing Up Rocky is a celebration of a life in Rockhampton by a very powerful lady who has told it as it happened. Councillor Neil Fisher, Deputy Mayor, Rockhampton Regional Council. Introduction. My father wore a black dress and my mother drove a panel van in the days when no one's mother drove a panel van. Trust me on that. I look around the room in the dimmed light. The older men laugh gently, perhaps remembering their own youth in the 1970s. I am the guest speaker at the local Rotary Club in Brisbane, and I've come to tell my story of the Boothville Mothers Hospital, a gentle birth centre run by the Salvation Army in Windsor, Brisbane. I'm here to beg for funding, as we need certain types of baby equipment, and I don't want to go home empty-handed. This opening was my standard patter, to raise a laugh on a wet Tuesday night, to plead our case and ask for some attention when the Salvation Army couldn't or wouldn't give the birth centre the funds needed to improve our medical care. I was on the private hospital board and heavily pregnant with our second child. I'd already flown in the jump seat to Sydney with our Ansett Airlines pilot supporter after the rally I organised for 500 families as there had been talk of closing the birth centre. The Salvation Army didn't want to be in the birth industry any longer. It was untenable this historic National Trust Queensland home and hospital should close. And I determined to do everything I
Sample complete. Ready to continue?